Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a Raider playoff Monday here on 95.7 The Game. Jack Del Rio brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. And by Dolan Lumber Doors and Windows. Lower prices, better service, higher quality. First time since 2002. The Silver and Black are in the playoffs. Coach, congratulations on the win. Can I call you Jack Del Playoffs from now on?
No. You cannot do that, but thank you very much for the congrats.
Absolutely. It's got to feel great. What an interesting game that you guys just came out of with a win. It was a game where you turned the ball over twice in the red zone. Amari's only got one catch. Derek hardly went off on the day. Khalil doesn't get to the quarterback. You don't run for a touchdown. But you end up winning a game on the road, kind of almost a home game. We'll talk about the fans in just a second. But with the backs up against the breaks, Coach, you do it again. This is just a never-say-die aspect to your team, and that's why I think you're going to the playoffs.
Well, yeah, that's certainly one of the contributing factors to us, you know, having the kind of year we've had. We've really learned how to fight and stay in the fight and scratch and claw and just work for 60 minutes, and the guys have done a great job against a lot of, you know, difficult circumstances with travel and whatnot, of not whining about it and just, you know, rolling up our sleeves and being very purposeful and going to work and recover and prepare and compete is what we've been doing all year, and we're going to keep that going. So, but it was a great, you know, victory and against a tough divisional team at their place. And boy, did our fans show up! And it was just a tremendous, tremendous day for us.
Yeah, well, they talk about Raider Nation being able to get on an airplane and travel. That was ridiculous. It was to the point where you almost felt bad for the San Diego Chargers. Almost, you probably didn't, but almost. I mean, that was really something else. They would show just blocks of fans in the stands, and you would have sworn that camera was pointed towards Oakland.
It was unlike anything I'd ever seen. 31 years in the league playing and coaching, and I've never seen a road team take over a stadium like that. Just an awesome display from our fans, showing up and being so loud and proud, and most of them had black jerseys on, and I mean, it was a sea of black. I mean, it was pretty cool.
It really was, and it was a situation that you guys ended up taking advantage of, a late turnover, and I know you're probably frustrated. You got the ball first and goal from the one. You're looking for a touchdown. You had to settle for a field goal there, but a big, big turnover late. It's just these timely defensive plays that keep on showing themselves in the fourth quarter. I know you're probably still waiting for that complete four-quarter game, but, boy, if you can't have one of those, show up in the right moment, some big, big, big turnover. That fourth-quarter turnover is huge, Coach.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we've learned how to not just, you know, fight and stay in the games, but how to win and how to make the plays that make the difference between winning and losing. And so, it's a credit to all the guys and how hard we worked at it, and us being able to stick together and maintain our poise and find a way.
Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, is there a moment, and I know that this season's far from over, you've got a lot of work left in front of you. We don't want to talk about it as if it's something that's done. You've accomplished all you set out to. You're just started. But is there a moment that you can put your finger on from some point earlier in the year where you thought to yourself, we're on track. What I hoped for us is happening. We are going to be the playoff team that I promised ownership and my general manager when I was hired a couple years ago. Is there a singular moment that stands out to you?
Not really. Not really for me. I think from the day we got here, it's really been about that's where we're going, and everything's been about okay, we need to fix this and this so that we can, you know, so we can have a chance to get there. And wherever there's been something that needs to be addressed, we've addressed it. And that's, you know, that's the way we'll continue to operate. You know, so it's every day come in and maximize your effort, your energy, what you're bringing to the table, and you know, that's, you know, really, really embrace that process of grinding, and that's in all areas. I mean, that's in personnel, the way we, you know, making sure we're, you know, acquiring talent, and you know, our scouts are out there right now pounding the pavement, and so it's just a never-ending process. But you know, we've had and we'll continue to have our eyes on the goal, and knowing that in order to get there, you've got to embrace this process that's underway.
I'm sure your goal is to still win this division. That possibility opened itself to you with Kansas City taking a hard-to-see-coming loss. How aware were you of that Chiefs final before you hit the field against San Diego?
We're very aware of it. It happened just before we left the locker room. So, you know, we're really, the way I look at it, we're in control of the same things that we were in control of before the game. We're in control of how we prepare and how we recover and how we compete. And that's really where I want our focus. I mean, I think for the fans, it's outstanding, you know, to you know, think about all the different scenarios and if that and that happens and this and that. You know, for us, it's how are we going to get doggone Andrew Luck and put him on his back? You know, how are we going to make sure we don't let T.Y. go running by us and Frank Gore run up the gut on us and things like that? So, you know, we've got to work on the next game, and that's how we'll do it, just focus on the next game and the process. But I want our fans to enjoy it. Let them dig into all the treats and all the spoils that a victory brings. But we've got to get back to work.
Well, when you talk about getting Andrew Luck, you have another game out of Bruce Irvin like that. It'll be a little easier to contain him. He's got 5 sacks now in his last 5 games, 2 of them on Sunday, and he looks like he has finally turned the corner and is delivering what you hoped to get from him week in, week out now here in the second half of this season, Coach.
Yeah, and you know, to me, we've got great edge presence. I mean, you know, Khalil and Bruce, I think those guys are really, really good at what they do. And for us, the key is going to be the interior push. We've got to continue to push and get that pocket compressed and make that quarterback uncomfortable. And that's the next step for us. I've seen great effort out of Bruce and Khalil all year and great production out of those guys. And I promised the numbers would come with those guys. I'm really not worried about that. For us, it's the interior push and the coverage to go with it.
Yeah, there's been some great plays and touchdowns in Raider lore and history. See a hands, goes to the post. How about a slice of blue? What a vivid description we got from that official. A slice of blue on that Crabtree catch. What a remarkably aware way to get both feet down.
He's special now. He's so competitive, and he finds a way, and he can contort his body and have such great body control and awesome concentration to be able to catch that ball in such, you know, extreme circumstance there. So, you know, that was a huge, huge play for us.
Are you comfortable with the fact your quarterback is clearly uncomfortable going under center? Is this something we might see from Derek before the end of the year, Coach? If we don't see him back under center, how much does it limit your playbook?
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll work through that. And that's kind of game plan kind of stuff. We're just not going to spend a lot of time talking about that.
Can't help me from just being curious, though, right?
No, I understand. It's asked quite a bit, but we'll do what we can.
Fine enough. I tell you what, if you can win more games than not, no one will remember whether he was under center or not. Mario Edwards, we ask you about him each and every week. It feels like he's getting closer to playing. Are we hopeful, Coach? Are you hopeful?
Yeah, we'll see how the week goes. He has another really good week. He had a great week last week, and if he has another really good week, I think there's a good chance he'll get to go.
Were you waiting for a definitive word from the booth as you were waiting to challenge the Derek Carr scramble play where it looked like he had reached the down and distance, but they had gave him a bad spot? Were you waiting? I was screaming, throw the flag, Jack! What are you thinking about? This is huge! And then finally you did. Were you waiting for news? And did you not get it and you just threw it anyways? Well, talk us through the process.
No, well, we knew we wanted a challenge. I was trying to draw it out and get as much time as possible just in case the challenge didn't go through, that we'd have our fourth down play ready to go. So we had a lot of things that we were talking about. We were talking about the fourth down play. We were talking about the first down play when we got the good news from the booth, and then we were talking about the actual spot and was it going to be wise to challenge. And the only reason I wouldn't there would have been if I got definitive information to say that I should not challenge. So, anyway, all of those things were part of that little delay there.
Got to respect the veteran. You got to respect the guy who's been waiting. And Sebastian Janikowski was in San Diego the night the Super Bowl blew up on the Raiders. He was obviously in San Diego yesterday, kicking four true field goals for you. How good is it to see a guy like that, big Polish, suffer through an awful lot of bad seasons, only to come back to San Diego and find that be the venue that delivers him back to the playoffs? What's it like to get your kicker back into the postseason, Coach?
Well, you know, to me, it's a lot like, like doing it for the fans. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of history here, as do our great fans, and to be able to get this organization back in the postseason is huge, no question about it. You know, for me, really, honestly, what I'm thinking about is when we line up for points, I want those doggone points, and that's what he did for us. So, you know, we give him a little star for his performance there, but we're looking for the same next week. Every time we line up for points, we want the points.
I bet you do. Well, Coach, hopefully you find them against the Indianapolis Colts as you prepare. Let me just, from all of our family here at 95.7 The Game, to all your family, related to Raider family, a very happy holidays from all of us to you, Coach. Thanks so much for the early holiday present of a Raider playoff berth. And let's just tell you that this is where people start getting greedy. This is where all of a sudden people want hippopotamuses for Christmas. You know what I mean?
Let me just say, hey, to all the Raider Nation, hey, Merry Christmas. We're excited to be delivering. We've got a great opportunity Christmas Eve against a really good football team. Should be a lot of fun. And I know after that we'll talk next week. So Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you so much. Coach Del Rio, you take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jack Del Rio here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.